was a wonderful event 2 years ago to this day, October 10th and October 11th, in fact. The Waverly Community House celebrated the 50th anniversary of the F. Lamont Bielan Scholarships, awards granted over the decades to visual artists, musicians, writers, dancers, and others to elevate the creative individuals to the next level of their career. As part of that 50th anniversary celebration, there was the premiere of a short documentary film titled The F. Lamont Bielan Art Scholarship Tribute by filmmaker Greg Mitkoski. And in a creative way, the film helped viewers experience the impact of the Bielan family and this award in our community and in the lives of the artists who have received this prestigious scholarship. Now it is a film festival itself that will help extend the reach of the Bielan impact in our community, and they hope well beyond. The Waverly Community House is expanding and redefining the scope of the F. Lamont Bielan Memorial Fund to serve as the FLB Arts Foundation. This is being done in furtherance of the COM's overarching mission to offer educational, cultural, and recreational opportunities to individuals and families in the region. The ultimate goal is to build community through the arts and to expand and elevate the scope of the arts programming and education. The first annual Bielan Film Festival will showcase emerging and independent filmmakers, and it will take place between October 14th and 16th in and around northeastern Pennsylvania. We had a visit from Alex McNamara, who is coordinating the festival, and she fills us in.
This is, of course, an evolution of the Bielan Scholarship, which has been going on for 50 years. We just celebrated our 50th anniversary last year, and it's been a wonderful scholarship that's provided professional artists with a huge leg up for many, many years, and they work all over the world. And so we have sort of the first endeavor from the foundation. And so we have much more to come, but I was presented with the opportunity to lead and coordinate and organize the foundation by Maria Wilson, which was a huge, huge honor and a fantastic opportunity, one that I couldn't imagine more perfect for my interests and background. So she sort of said to me, well, that's, you know, it's fantastic. We want to do something really wonderful for the first year. What are you thinking? And I thought, you know, I knew right away I wanted to do something with film. No doubt I wanted to do something with film because it is so accessible to everyone in the area. I knew that we could find great locations to screen. We have so many different theaters, you know, old ones, new ones. So just wonderful, wonderful locations that we have here. So I started to get to work and I thought, you know, oh, well, maybe we'll just start out with some programming. And so I sort of, you know, played around with that and thought, how could we have, you know, different film classes and things like that? And it sort of started to feel a little diluted to me. So I went to my friend, my old English teacher at Wyoming Seminary, Jason Sherry, and I said, Jason, do you think that we could do a film festival? And he said, yeah, absolutely. And I said, well, okay, but will you help me with it? And he said, yes. And we were off and to the races then. And he introduced me to a slew of wonderful people, his wife included, Ellen O'Brien Sherry, who's fantastic, Jeff Fowler, who's been so instrumental in this project, in particular with the Bielan Film Festival Challenge, and of course, Erica Rogler from the Dietrich, who has been a wonderful mentor throughout this entire process.
How far did you cast the net for submissions and for people to take part and offer these workshops and so on?
Well, that's a really big goal of the foundation. One of the purposes of the foundation was to expand the Bielan impact globally and to really put out feelers all over the region, all over the country. And what we were able to do with this film festival was put out feelers all over the world. And we did that by, there's a sort of a middleman for filmmakers and festivals called Without a Box. And so we made an account with them and we advertised our festival. And we within a week, I started to receive films from everywhere, from, you know, Philadelphia to New York to Australia to India to Greece. And it was so overwhelming. It was exactly what we had wanted to do. We were achieving it. We were, you know, having an impact. We were giving artists a platform that might not otherwise have a platform. And we weren't just doing it in northeastern Pennsylvania. We were doing it all over the world. And so, you know, that being said, it is fantastic that we're reaching as far as Australia, but we're also really deeply rooted in our local artists as well. And really, you know, the core purpose of Bielan has to always really, really been to give our local artists or people who are invested locally in our area a real chance to you know, tell their story or display their craft. So we have a ton of fantastic films. So many of these films on the schedule are from local filmmakers. And, you know, it's just been wonderful to see this sort of, there's this subculture here, or this culture that I wasn't really aware of local filmmakers in this area. And it's been so wonderful. Everyone has been so warm, and the local community has embraced this project so wholeheartedly.
Well, talk to us then about some logistics first. You mentioned old theaters and new theaters. So we're going to have a chance regionally to see these films. We don't have to just see them in Waverly.
Absolutely not. In fact, we're having our opening night film at the Waverly Community House, which is Don Quixote, the Ingenious Gentleman of La Mancha. One of the directors for that was John Condi, who's actually a local director. He worked with 10 other directors from USC on this film. It's really fantastic. The story of Don Quixote is one of my favorites, and I just think it's a really great way to open up the weekend. But we have that at the Waverly Community House, and then for the rest of the weekend, we'll be showing films at the Dietrich Theater in Tunkhannock, which is personally one of my favorite theaters. It's just so fantastic, and I love the town of Tunkhannock. And then also the striking, it's now the People's Security Bank Theater at Lackawanna College. They host a lot of Philharmonic performances there, but it's stunning, and you can fit so many people there, and it's sort of this gem that people don't know about, and I'm loving giving people a reason to go there, because it's just, it's beautiful, and it's, the films will look beautiful in that space as well.
As we have a chance to look at the schedule and say, well, that's definitely one I want to see, and I want to see that one, we also have a chance to interact and have an experience that is not just viewing films.
Absolutely, yes. We will have a number of panel discussions after the films and after film blocks, which is really such a neat opportunity, especially for people who are interested in getting into film themselves and making films themselves. This whole weekend is also really to inspire people to sort of delve in and explore the craft of filmmaking, the art of filmmaking. We have a film school workshop, which is being taught by Lindsay Barace, which is going to be really, really fantastic. That's at the Waverly Community House from 11 to 1 on Saturday. And then we have the Beelen Film Festival Challenge screening, which is from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. at Lackawanna Theater on Sunday. And that was a fantastic project. We actually have films from 8 different teams of filmmakers, all local, and they were given 2 months to make one short film under 7 minutes, and they were given a randomly generated selection of criteria, a prop, a name, a line, so they've had to include those into their film. So it's very interactive. You know, we opened this film challenge up to absolutely anyone and anyone. You could have never picked up a camera before in your life. You're welcome to join. And people who are interested can go to Lindsay's film school. People who want to hear, you know, Chris Fetchko talk about All in Time, they can do that on Saturday at the Dietrich. We're really, really trying to engage the public in these films further than just the viewing experience.
Are you getting a sense about a ripple effect? Do you already see that the goal you started with in terms of this new direction for Beelen already is beginning to take root?
Absolutely. Without a doubt, the tagline of the foundation is to build community through the arts. And we have already accomplished that. We have already strengthened and broadened our community through the arts with this, you know, with meeting all these fantastic people in the graphic design and tech world and actors and actresses. I mean, we've really, really started to expand our horizons locally as well as globally. You know, it's really something to have films from India and Greece and California and Florida, everywhere. We're definitely broadening and building.
How about a screening committee? What did you do with all these entries?
Oh, my goodness. Well, personally, myself, I've watched many of them because this whole thing is so close to my heart. I care so deeply about it, and I really wanted to see what was coming in. It was so exciting every day to see that people actually wanted to be a part of this. But honestly, my screening committee has primarily been Jason Sherry, Ellen O'Brien Sherry, Jeff Fowler, and also Marissa Nalvanko. And my committee is so incredible. I wish that every organization, foundation had such a fantastic group of people to work with, because they just work tirelessly to make this a really fantastic festival.
You mentioned Chris Fetchko and All in Time. Tell us a little something about that film and its ties to the area.
Absolutely. And, you know, Chris is doing us actually a huge favor. He's giving us a sneak peek preview of this film. The official screening is at the Kirby Center on Sunday. But we are very fortunate. He is very fond of the Dietrich Theater as well. So I think we were sort of able to twist his arm with that. But All in Time is, it's essentially a story of a man who quits his job and he moves from New York to Pennsylvania, and all to manage his favorite rock band. and the band is from here, and so many of the scenes were shot in and around Wilkes-Barre, which is absolutely so fantastic. And it's fun for people to see that too. You know, it's always exciting to see somewhere where you live on the big screen. It's just, it's neat, it's thrilling. Chris is an absolute pleasure to work with, and like I said, we are so thrilled to be able to present this film.
Also, are you seeing things already that you'd like to expand on, and that the next festival you're thinking, next time we could?
Just about every minute of every day. This has been such a learning experience. Every single moment of putting this together has been a learning experience, and I could never have done it without the people who I was so lucky to work with. But yeah, I see this expanding. I would love to partner with Black Bear, who are wonderful.
In Milford.
In Milford, yes. It's a fabulous film festival. It's actually the same weekend as ours, but it's great. I mean, they're pulling from New York and New Jersey, and we're also pulling from New York and New Jersey, but it's great because there's enough to go around, which is so cool. Like, there's such a need for this, and it's, like I said, it's so accessible, it's so affordable, it's everyone's really able to participate. But yeah, I would love to have more venues, more films. I'd love to do this for a longer period of time, you know, maybe a long weekend, maybe a week, definitely increase the programs, but there always has to be a first one, and this whole experience has really been market testing, but it's been absolutely fantastic.
And when people are hearing us, what's the way they can see what's on offer more specifically and more in more detail and learn more?
Sure. So you can visit BelinFestival.com, and it's BelinFestival.com. And there you are able to purchase tickets as well as see the film schedule, program schedule, and also learn more about the films that we're screening.
And all this activity builds the audience for these kinds of films.
I mean, you're really expanding your horizon. Just because something, you know, just because there's not $100 million behind something doesn't mean that there's not a fantastic story there, and that there's not some really fantastic acting and editing and cinematography. There's so much to be seen, and that's how people get their films out there, is the film festival circuit, and to be facilitating a place for people to tell their story, to show their work, and, you know, to give out those film festival laurels. It's fantastic. We feel really good about it. And the filmmakers are so wonderful to work with because they're so grateful to have a place to show their films. There'll be a next year for sure.
Alex McNamara speaking with us about the first annual Belin Film Festival, taking place October 14th, 15th, and 16th at theaters throughout the region. The F. Lamont Belin Arts Foundation is presenting the festival, and the opening night gala will be Friday evening, 6 o'clock this coming Friday, featuring Don Quixote, The Ingenious Gentleman of La Mancha, a film produced by James Franco. There will be a film school workshop on Saturday, in fact getting underway at 11 on Saturday. There will be screenings then through Saturday and Sunday as well. To find out more, just go to the website that Alex mentioned, BelinFestival.com, B-E-L-I-N Festival.com. It's the first annual Belin Film Festival with films from our area and around the world. For more information on the web, BelinFestival.com, BelinFestival.com, presented by the F. Lamont Belin Arts Foundation and hosted by The Com, the Waverly Community House in Waverly. And the opening feature is Don Quixote, The Ingenious Gentleman of La Mancha, the opening night feature, 6 o'clock on Friday, and that's at the Waverly Community House. For more information on the web, BelinFestival.com, BelinFestival.com.